it's a place where thousands of people in this region were born. For nearly 48 years, Life Cycle Wellness and Birth Center in Bryn Mawr was a destination for women who had low-risk pregnancies and who wanted to deliver outside of a hospital. The independent birth center closed this month. Midwives, doulas, parents, friends, and neighbors recently gathered for a community ceremony to grieve the facility's closure, to celebrate its legacy, and to say goodbye. WHYY's Nicole Leonard was there and has this story.
Birth and the time leading up to it is a vivid memory for many families. And walking through Life Cycle, Ronnie Lajan can recall all the details.
So when your mom was in labor, we were in this room hanging out. There used to be a couch in there.
There used to be a couch in here?
Yeah.
Lajan brought his son and daughter to see the birth center, showing them what used to be a waiting area. Now, medical supplies, furniture, artwork, and other items are strewn throughout the space, all for sale. The small group moves down a narrow hallway.
So this is the yellow room. Go inside. You can walk in.
Oh, my God.
The yellow room was one of two birthing suites at the center. This is where Lajan and his wife, Lauren, welcomed both of their children.
Both were born around 5:30 at night, and then we were home the next morning. Both of us did not sleep at all, and I remember, laying next to her at night, just looking at you, and then eventually we put you in one of the little cribs for a little bit, and they checked on you.
Lajan isn't the only parent who took this final chance of showing his kids where they were born. Outside in the parking lot, Susanna Santola wraps her arms around her two young sons.
The impact that they had, not just on me as a mother, having the experience of giving birth here in a way that felt safe, that felt compassionate, that felt empowering, but also the way that I've been able, through that experience, to share with them what it means to come to this world in that environment, that they were so lucky.
Dozens of people gathered in the parking lot and formed a big circle. Some sat with small children in their laps. Others rocked infants in strollers. And a few chased after some older kids running around. One by one, people stepped into the circle to share stories of their time there, either as staff or patients. As they wiped away a steady stream of tears, they also laughed.
Walking, fastly, very fastly.
Mom of three, Bianca Charbonneau, reads a haiku that she dedicated to the midwife who delivered her youngest last fall.
With hands gifted, kind, and strong, a midwife caught you, and warmth filled the room.
Charbonneau says the closing has been a hard thing to process and accept.
I don't get it. I wish almost, I often wonder if the community had known they were in that much trouble, if there wasn't more we could have done.
Life Cycle owners say they decided to close after facing overwhelming financial challenges and regulatory changes. The high cost of maintaining services, low reimbursement rates from insurers, and skyrocketing malpractice insurance premiums, common for obstetrical health providers, became too great to sustain. The closure is part of a growing maternity care crisis, as other birth centers, small practices, and hospital labor and delivery units shutter across the country, leaving people with few options on where they can have babies and get gynecological care. Andrea and David Judge stand at the edge of Shirley's Garden, dedicated to Life Cycle's founder, Shirley Young. David shows me a photo on his phone. It's from 2006, and a very pregnant Andrea is laboring outside with their son.
Andrea just being checked out by the midwife in the garden. It's lovely.
In the garden.
In the garden.
In the garden.
Yep.
The Judges also have two daughters. Andrea, who's a lactation consultant, had hoped to bring them here for their health care. She says the loss of birthing options across the country is infuriating.
And I'm seeing way more inductions, way more, people really traumatized, which I felt like was getting better for a little bit.
Before people leave, some buy medical supplies and furniture from inside the building. They carry out breastfeeding pumps and wheel cribs across the parking lot. Melissa Patty delivered both her babies in a hospital, but got her gynecological care here. She's now the director of the Maternal and Infant Health Initiative at the Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey March of Dimes. life cycle might be gone, but she says the fight to expand midwifery services, raise reimbursement rates for community-centered care, and better support birth centers is far from over.
We want folks to be healthy throughout pregnancy and beyond, and we want babies to be healthy, and that really, you know, is the core of community health. It really starts with birth. Without safe birth practices, we don't have community health.
Life cycle staff and educators are the last to leave after the ceremony. They hug, promise to see each other soon, and lock up. Out front, a large red for sale sign faces County Line Road. And the birth center that helped deliver over 16,000 babies across five decades sits dark and quiet as it waits to become something else. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.